prevailing wage laws set minimum salary requirements for workers on government-funded construction projects. In 2015, GOP lawmakers repealed those requirements on local projects. Now they've introduced a bill to extend that to state projects. Democrats say the change would lower wages in a field that employs a disproportionate number of veterans. Matt Bell is an Army veteran and owner of a contracting business in McFarland.
If you create a work environment that suppresses wages, drives people from a meaningful career in construction, and encourages out-of-state construction companies to take Wisconsin jobs, you will drive people out of their jobs that they love and deny them from the ability to provide for their families.
Supporters say the repeal would reduce the cost of taxpayer-funded construction. The bill has yet to receive a vote in committee. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.